Hello and welcome to the Home for Anime. I'm your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie, and I really like Lupin the Third, at least what I've seen of it. I remember it was my 25th birthday. Drew and Ryan came to visit, and we watched Lupin the Third, the first, which was, it was a nice movie. I was really pleased with it. I had a lot of fun. My first experience with Lupin was Castello Cagliostro, you know, the Miyazaki romp, which also an absolute delight, and I think it's a great way to introduce Lupin to anyone. I think you can really start anywhere with Lupin, and it really shouldn't be a problem. But that's only if you want to look at Lupin super positively, which not every series does that for him, but this one definitely doesn't. And why? Because this series is created by two of the coolest women on the face of the planet, that being Sayo Yamamoto and Mari Okada. Mari Okada, you might be familiar with from Makia When the Promised Flower Blooms, Anohana, and Toradora, all of which I really enjoy. But Sayo Yamamoto, you may know her from one of my favorite anime of all time. One that I have talked about and did nothing but sung its praises when I did the episode. And that being Michiko and Hachin. So let me just, and I'm doing this on purpose because I can. Sayo Yamamoto, a lot of you may know from Yuri on Ice, which obviously, Sayo Yamamoto has worked on several shows that you love. So obviously Michiko and Hachin. She's also worked on Eureka 7, Samurai Champloo, Fanny and Stocking with Garter Belt, High School of the Dead, Arakawa Under the Bridge, and Psycho Pass. Oh, and did I forget Space Dandy and Attack on Titan? Yeah. She had something to do with those two. And I'm not done yet, because she helped with Evangelion 2.0 and Redline. Am I saying that she directed all of these? No, but she had heavy pull in how they were made. How they were constructed would not have been done without Sayo Yamamoto. What am I saying? Sayo Yamamoto herself reconstructs the CGDCT. With Sayo Yamamoto, it is no longer cute girls doing cute things. Sayo Yamamoto single-handedly changes it to cool girls doing cool things. And that is highlighted nowhere further than Michiko and Hachin and, without further ado, the woman called Fujiko Mine. Now, with that stellar introduction, how am I going to follow it? Well, I'm going to tell you, Sayo Yamamoto does nothing but release bangers. So how exactly do you expect somebody to take this well-beloved, lighthearted series and make something of it? Well, you take the femme fatale, quote-unquote, Fujiko Mine, and you give her a heavy, heavy backstory, and you really play into her psychology. This has a lot to do with Fujiko Mine's mentality, how she thinks, why she does the things that she does, and how slick she is with literally everything. How does Fujiko Mine just blend in anywhere she goes? How is it that she is able to, on a thief level, run the ones with Lupin the Third? because Sayo Yamamoto cooked it that way. Before I say anything else, I have to talk about the art style, which is distinct to say the least. This is a style that I can say before watching The Woman Called Fujiko Mine, I had never seen before. If you look at trailers, you're like, I don't think I've ever seen an anime like this. If you have, good for you. I just haven't. And I'm glad that this was my first time seeing something like this because I just like the line work. I love, there are some trippy moments in here. So the psychedelic moments are really played up. Sayo Yamamoto does not play games about who can and can't essentially be trusted. And how she does that is Fujiko Mine is drawn with this elegance. Everything about the way she moves, the way she conducts herself, beautiful. And here's why it's so cool. You remember that song Runaway by Kanye West? Where he says, let's have a toast to the douchebags, let's have a toast to the assholes, and let's have a toast to the scumbags, every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast to the jerk-offs who will never take work off. That is a clear reference. And I mean clear. I mean this woman must have listened to Runaway several times and just leaned in to the absolute worst parts of Lupin, Jigen, Goemon, and Zenigata, and was like, all right, these guys are kind of terrible. I'm going to highlight that to the max. I'm not just going to play it off for laughs like everyone else does. This is how this actually affects Fujiko Mine. And here's how Fujiko Mine can use all of her chameleon skills, how she can use her silver tongue, everything that she has learned from a young age to get in and out of situations. When first entering the show, I'm just thinking it's going to be a, like a little crime caper, something not as light as a lot of early Lupin. And some later Lupin, but I wasn't expecting it to be as dark as it was. And lo and behold, it actually had a TVMA rating. So, joke's on me. And it really is not afraid to go to some very dark places. Because in this show, Fujiko Mine has a lot of trauma that she is trying to unpack and deal with as she's continuing her career as a criminal, as she's meeting up with her quote unquote colleagues and Lupin's nemesis. So it's just so cool to see how Sayo Yamamoto characterizes Fujiko Mine because it seems like in a lot of spy or crime-based shows and movies, when you have a femme fatale character, she's some sort of eye candy or just something to not fully be taken serious, something that the protagonist can kind of say, oh, here's my prize. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen here. Fujiko Mine in this show knows how to flex her wit and her sexuality and will do both with zero hesitation. She knows good and well what she's doing a majority of the time. Unless you bring up her traumatic past, which, dear God, I'm only saying this because there are some heavy implications that might be triggering to some people. Because there are things that happened when she was a little girl that you don't fully understand until near the end of the show. It is a hard watch because you're essentially seeing these things happen to her as a little girl or what you think might be happening. And it can be a disturbing watch. But what I can say, and I 100% understand that this is coming from a male point of view, but what Sayo Yamamoto seems to be doing, and what she did very well, if I'm correct, is essentially deconstructed Fujiko Mine's character and said, no, femme fatales, if that's what you want to call them, are people too. They have real feelings. They are actual characters. And here's how nuanced I think Fujiko Mine could be. And when I tell you that for a fun little show series by Monkey Punch about a dude who just steals stuff, this was nothing short of masterful. This is an incredible work in every sense of the word. I was nothing short of awe-inspired by everything that I got to witness. Because, I mean, of course, you know, with a show like this, there's going to be an I overcame moment. And that does happen here. But it's how we get there. And that, of course, can be attributed to the amazing character designs. I don't know if I can 100% say fluid animation, but the way that they do it, it just, everything is just so, and I'm sorry that the word stylish is so generic and so, at the same time, not extremely informative, but it's the only word that I can use because it's got just this flair that I can't fully describe. This is such an important show. Because it literally takes a character who at that point had been around for decades and gives so much emotional depth to that character. I mean, we are talking about the ideas of legacy, personal trauma, personality. There are a lot of different factors that go into making Fujiko Mine who she is in this show. And really, even if it wasn't Fujiko Mine, if this was just some one-off about some random thief, if they put all of that into this show, I would still be just as, if not more, impressed. The only reason I say more is because they managed to do it with some rando, but to take such a well-established character and give them such nuance. Fujiko Mine is such a cool character. Also, this anime has a lot of nudity in it. And by that, I mean we have got titties left and right. And you know what? Even though it is not something that you would maybe want to watch with your parents, like I said earlier, what is so cool about, what I find fascinating about Fujiko Mine is not just how she uses her mind, but how she uses it in tandem with her sexuality. She says, I know I am an attractive woman. I can be detached when it comes to sexual matters. And I know that I can use my body to get what I want. And there's nothing wrong with that. So essentially, to her, sexuality is not a vice. It's not a weakness. It's not something to be ashamed of. If anything, it's something that gives her liberation. And I see a lot of online discourse where there are essentially two completely different sides. Either you're extremely liberal about it, or you're very conservative about it when it comes to sex and sexuality, I mean. And this is more so, I would say, about agency than anything. This has nothing to do with lust. This is very much a... this is what I'm prepared to do to make this happen. And nothing is holding me back from making that choice. So, kudos to you, Fujiko Mine. You are a smart, elegant woman, and really, to the writer and the director. And by that, I mean to Mari Okada and to Sayo Yamamoto. If you ever hear this, you have both contributed so much to the anime landscape. You really have. You are amazing creators. And thank you both for making things that I have found so much joy and pleasure in being able to consume. And really, and I mean really, thank you for giving us this extremely refreshing take on Fujiko Mine, because when they say blow a fish out of water, y'all drain the damn ocean. We are all eating good. I'm talking about lobster, crab, anglefish, whatever all those things were that SpongeBob and Patrick saw in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. You know, when there was the bubble blowing baby hunt and they knew just how to weed them out. Yeah, all of those, they're on the surface and we are eating them. And y'all are cooking. And y'all really cooked with this one. Also, Sayo Yamamoto, really, I did love Michiko and Hachin a lot. Thank you for that. Thank you for making Black people and Afro-Latinos look good. You are an angel. But yes, whether you've seen any of the Lupin the Third series or not, while this might give you a bit of a bad taste about Arsene Lupin and his band of misfits, it could potentially be a really good starting point. I think that this is a very well-crafted and richly explored in its single core story about a woman who is trying to indulge in the pleasures that life has and the pleasures that she finds from it, and doing what she feels is right. Which really, when you see a character with that kind of conviction, more times than not, depending on how you write them, and how you portray them, they're going to be extremely compelling. And the last thing I'm going to say is, as with Michiko and Hachin, Sayo Yamamoto has an eye for fashion, because Fujiko Mine has some amazing fits in this show. And as someone who is a true fan of fashion, who loves 90s anime fashion to death, I think that this is just a great, and I mean wonderful, anime to learn a few things about dressing up and dressing down, and in certain scenes, and I mean this as a joke, dressing way down. But definitely, definitely check out the woman called Fujiko Mine. And that's all I've got to say about that. If you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or donating to the Buy Me a Tea. And as always, you're welcome to join the Discord server because, I mean, it's cool. It's just a cool concept being able to have a community and talk to them. I really like that. I do. Thank you all so much for listening, especially because this might have felt like a tirade, but dear Lord, I love this show so much. I mean, if I ever decide to do a deep dive on an anime, this would be one of the ones that I would have a hard time saying no to, because there's a lot to dig into, and it is heavy, but it is amazing. But anyway, thank you again, and with that, I am out.